Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 93. You've got to see Run Free. I had the opportunity a few months ago to see an amazing documentary film, Run Free, about Micah True, the ultra runner immortalized in Christopher McDougall's best-selling book, Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes, and the Greatest Race the World Has Never Seen. In this episode, I want to tell you about that film, where you can see it, and how to get it if you can't see it in person. And then I'll recommend a couple of other excellent running films. Before we get into that, I just want to ask you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Mojo4Running. Now, before we get into the movie Run Free, since that movie is the story of Micah True, and since Micah True was the central character in Born to Run, I want you to know more about that book. And if you haven't read it, I strongly encourage you to do so. It's one of the best running books I've ever read. Here is what Amazon has to say about it. An epic adventure that began with one question: why does my foot hurt? Isolated by Mexico's deadly copper canyons, the blissful Tarahumara Indians have honed the ability to run hundreds of miles without rest or injury. In a riveting narrative, award-winning journalist and often injured runner Christopher McDougall sets out to discover their secrets. In the process, he takes his readers from science labs at Harvard to the sun-baked valleys and freezing peaks across North America, where ever-growing numbers of ultra-runners are pushing their bodies to the limit. And finally, to a climactic race in the Copper Canyon that pits America's best ultra runners against the tribe. McDougall's incredible story will not only engage your mind, but inspire your body when you realize that you, indeed all of us, were born to run. Micah True, an ultra runner from Boulder, Colorado, was a central figure in this book, known to the Tarahumara people as Caballo Blanco. Born Free is not only one of the most popular running books, but it's important as well because of its emphasis on natural running. In fact, I don't think it's an understatement to say that it brought about a huge change in our current running culture and the running shoe industry as well, with its focus on natural running. It brought about focus on improving gait, on changing the structure of shoes, and many other things. Now let's talk about the documentary film, Run Free. My daughter Wendy and her husband Rick took 6 months off from their regular workaday lives last year, bought a camper, and traveled around the United States. Yeah, I know, that's everybody's dream, right? And I'm still so happy that they were able to do it. It was spectacular, even for me, as I followed along from home vicariously, loving adventure after adventure. Anyway, as you might guess, they are both runners, mainly trail runners, and veterans of many ultras. They actually met at a race and later were married on a trail several miles into the woods, surrounded by their trail running friends. I just love to tell that story, but I digress. The point is that while they were out west, Wendy learned that the Tacoma Running Club in Washington would be hosting a showing of the film Run Free. And it just happened to be during the week that I had planned to spend out there visiting them. What good fortune for me. The film was outstanding. I've seen quite a few movies about running, and this one was one of the best. When we were there, I asked the film's promoter if we could bring it to Tampa. And now, 4 months later, it is our turn. We were able to arrange to bring it to Tampa, and my local Run Tampa Club will host it on March 8th, a Monday night at the Tampa Picture Show. If you are local, just go to the Run Tampa Facebook group. We've been talking about it there, and we'll continue to talk about it there. And I've sent out an invite. On the homepage of the runtampa.com website, you can also see more details. Now, I hope you can fill up the theater as the Tacoma runners did. It was standing room only, and I'll tell you, that film deserves it. If you don't live in this area, don't feel left out. I realize that only a very small percentage of my listeners are actually local, but there is still a way for you all to see it. First of all, there are more showings to come in many other cities around the U.S. just check the website, runfreemovie.com, and click screenings in the menu. Now, if you scroll down on that homepage, there is also a list of screenings, but that list has not been updated in a while. So please use the screenings button to make sure you see the full schedule. And you can also purchase the DVD via that website. So really anyone can see it. And that's why I decided I'd go ahead and do a podcast about it. Now, to give you a bit more information about the film, I thought I'd just read a press release that they sent me. Run Free, the true story of Caballo Blanco, a feature-length documentary about ultra-running legend Micah True, will screen at the Tampa Picture Show in Tampa Tuesday, March 8th at 6:30. The one-night-only event is sponsored by Run Tampa. Micah True, better known as Caballo Blanco, the White Horse, was the focal character of Christopher McDougall's 2009 best-selling book, Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes, and the Greatest Race the World Has Never Seen, about the Tarahumara Indians of northern Mexico, also known as the Rarámuri, or running people. They are some of the best long-distance runners in the world. Caballo Blanco was an enigmatic visionary who lived and ran with the Tarahumara after moving to remote Copper Canyon in the 1990s, and who created the 50-mile Copper Canyon Ultra Marathon to honor their running traditions and aid in their sustainability. Now in its 13th year, the race attracts hundreds of local Tarahumara to the village of Urique to compete alongside some of the best runners in the world. All race finishers receive 500 pounds of corn, which the international runners traditionally donate to the Tarahumara, commemorating the spirit of sharing, or Corima, which is a way of life among the natives of the Copper Canyon. The documentary is directed by Sterling Noren, a filmmaker from Seattle who met Micah True in 2009. Most of the material for the film was recorded in the weeks leading up to the 2012 race. Shortly after that race, Micah True disappeared in the Gila wilderness of New Mexico during his daily run, prompting ultra runners from all over the country to drop everything and join in the search. His body was recovered several days later, found on a trail in a deserted canyon by some of his friends. Now, here's a quote from Sterling Noren. "We wanted to tell the story of Micah True in a way that was exciting and authentic so that viewers could get a sense of what an amazing and inspiring person he was. Micah's vision lives on and his legacy is honored in this film. The film shares Micah's compelling message of love, hope, and Corima with the world while helping sustain the people and culture that meant so much to him. We're honored to be part of this project and are committed to keeping Micah's mission alive." And here's a quote from Maria Walton, executive producer of the film and Micah True's girlfriend at the time of his death. "Micah's genuine passion for honoring the sacred running traditions of the Tarahumara people was the essence of his being. We made this film to share Micah's vision of hope for the Tarahumara culture and empower people everywhere with his joy of running." The 90-minute film recently won the 2015 Bud Greenspan Memorial Film and Video Award, presented by the Track and Field Writers of America. In addition, the film also was named winner of the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Indie Fest Film Awards, which recognizes film, television, and new media professionals who demonstrate exceptional achievement in craft and creativity, contributing to the profound social change. Most recently, the film was named the Best Documentary of 2015 Arizona International Film Festival. A percentage of the film's profits, including from DVD sales, will go to benefit Norawas de Rarámuri, Friends of the Running People, the nonprofit agency founded by Micah True to preserve traditional Tarahumara culture. Norawas de Rarámuri works to provide maize, non-GMO seed corn, and cash awards for participating Tarahumara runners, both men and women alike. In this way, the organization offers Tarahumara families nutrition during drought and support for a tradition of small farms necessary to both physical and cultural survival. If you can attend the Tampa event, tickets for the event are $12 in advance, and you can get them at imathlete.com. That's imathlete.com/events/run-free, or $15 at the door the night of the show. You actually don't get the tickets in hand if you order them early. They'll just have your name on a list when you get there. The Tampa Picture Show is located at 14416 North Del Mabry Highway in Tampa. Now, if you can't make it to a live showing, you can purchase a video by going to runfreemovie.com/buy-now. Remember, the film may be coming to your city, so check the runfreemovie.com website. Now, I thought I'd recommend a couple of my other favorite running films as well. And over the next few weeks, I'll try every couple of podcasts to highlight a couple of running films, because when I started looking, I realized there are probably 50, maybe 100. So each time I'll try to describe a couple. The first I want to mention is called Hood to Coast. I'll read you the description from IMDb online. That's International Movie Database, I believe. This is what they say. Hood to Coast follows four unlikely teams on their epic journey to conquer the world's largest relay race. From a 67-year-old heart attack survivor determined to conquer the race that almost killed her, to a rookie team of animators who are utterly unprepared for the 197-mile-long adventure, this character-driven documentary takes a celebratory look at personal motivation and attempting the extraordinary. I got to say, I really enjoyed a lot of great comic elements and just a wonderful study of the different characters involved. Really, really enjoyed that. The next running film I encourage you to see is Unbreakable. Again, I'll read the description that is on the IMDb website. In 2010, four of the greatest undefeated mountain runners on Earth towed the line at the Western States 100-mile endurance run, the oldest and most prestigious 100-mile foot race in the world. While their lives may be quite different, the goal is the same: win the Western States 100-mile run. A win will require breaking the course record and running the fastest time in the history of the race. An epic showdown ensues from Squaw Valley, California in Lake Tahoe, up through the high snow-covered Sierra Nevada mountains, down through the extreme heat of the American River Canyons, and finishing in Auburn, California. Though all four are undefeated, three must break and only one can remain unbreakable. I believe both of those videos can be purchased online. I saw the first one at a one-night showing here in town, similar to the showing I'm planning of Run Free, and I bought the other one myself. Now, before I share a really great quote again, please allow me on Instagram. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And one other reminder. Remember the 2016 Mojo for Running Spice of Life Challenge I announced in early January? Well, it's not too late to join. To compete in the challenge, all you have to do is do two each of these race distances in the year 2016 at any time. And they must be a race. You can't just go out and do them. But as long as they're an official race and you're going to show up in the results, then you pick which races to do. So you do two each of these distances: 1 mile, 5K, 5 mile, 10K, 15K, and half marathon. Now, you can't do a marathon and count that for the two half marathons, and you can't do a 15K and count that for three 5Ks. You have to do exactly those distances. The only caveat is that if you happen to do, say, a triathlon that has that specific distance in it for the run, then that will definitely count. If you wish to commit to the challenge, I'll list your name on the challenge page of the website. The details about the challenge are also on the website. Now I have a quote, but then I have some comments about the quote. So please don't turn off too quickly. Set a goal so big that you can't achieve it until you've grown into the person who can. This is so true. This past weekend was our biggest local running event of the year, the Gasparilla Distance Classic Weekend. We had 30,000 people here for four races on Saturday. On Saturday was a 5K and 15K, and on Sunday a half marathon and 8K. There was also an incredible race expo on Friday and Saturday. If you hear that my voice sounds a little bit funny this week, it's because I did so much talking over the weekend, so much yelling and cheering. And even though it's Tuesday now, my voice still isn't back to normal. I cannot express how much that event means to me. I just love meeting new people, getting to see people I haven't seen in months or years, which often happens as people return to town for the event, meeting them. Also meeting Mojo for Running listeners and getting to revel in the excitement of those runners and many other runners, whether they're returning from injury, striving for a PR, challenging themselves to a new, longer distance, or using running as therapy to recover from personal crisis. Every runner must deal with challenges, and that is how running helps you grow into the person that you can be. That's why it's magic. That's why runners keep challenging themselves. You are the best people in the world. I hope you know that.